This is Sunday Focus, a weekly public affairs program that looks at the topics affecting our society and the people who are making a change in the community each and every day. The people who have vision for the next generation. Sunday Focus presents new challenges for us, keeping you informed with topics of local and regional interest. Now the host of Sunday Focus, Christine Manica.
Good morning and welcome back to another edition of Sunday Focus. I'm very excited to talk about this next topic here. Our health is so critical to our everyday life, but sometimes we don't always put our health first. But for years, one organization has been making it easier to make our health a number one priority. Avell eCare is all about clinician-to-clinician telemedicine services. They serve millions of patients in rural and underserved communities. Their mission? Every person in every community deserves access to high-quality care. Avell's experts collaborate with local clinicians through telemedicine to deliver high-quality care when and where it's needed. And joining us to tell us more about Avell eCare is Mark Johnston. He is the business developer with Avell. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Christine, thank you so much. Really, really appreciate the opportunity.
Absolutely. And I am very eager to learn more about Avell eCare and the programs that you offer. But before we get into all that, I want to hear more about you. Tell us where you're from, any medical backgrounds that you have, and your role again with Avell eCare.
Yeah, thank you. I'm originally from West Central Iowa, lived here in South Dakota most of my adult life. Specifically, been here in Sioux Falls for about 20 years.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm almost have resident status in the community. But no, it's been great. I've been blessed with many opportunities. I spent nearly 30 years in the Army, mostly in the South Dakota National Guard, a few years to wrap up my career in the Army Reserve. But that was a very, very important part of my life. I've also spent quite a bit of time in public service in the state, both working for state government, being a former elected official myself in the South Dakota legislature, and then working for one of our U.S. senators, both here in the state and in D.C. So yeah, I've been around. I've been very fortunate to meet so many people in so many communities, and it really fits into the role that I have now with Avell eCare.
Oh, awesome. Thank you for your service, by the way.
Thank you.
Really appreciate that.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. And as the business development director with Avell eCare, what is that day typically like? What's your role?
Yeah, I'm very fortunate. I get to work with hospitals, health systems, governments, city, county, local, state, federal, to help them solve some of their healthcare access challenges when it comes to services for the citizens of their jurisdiction.
Awesome. And how did you come across Avell eCare?
Yeah. So probably, you know, let me just take a half step back. Avell is 30 years old. Mm-hmm. It was originally part of the Avera Health System here in South Dakota. But a few years ago, it was spun off and made an independent entity. And so as the name Avell is just a few years old, it's rooted here in South Dakota for more than three decades. And so to answer your question, how did I find them? It's being that they were the telemedicine pioneers. I had known the company for years. I had known the previous leadership, a lot of the folks that continue to work for Avell. I'd been around them a long time. And so when I was looking for a new opportunity, they were also looking for someone maybe with my skill set to to help them grow and develop into more areas. And so we got together a few years ago, and here I am.
And here you are. So this was part of Avera, like you mentioned before. Yeah. And what is the purpose of Avell eCare? What made it break out into its own entity.
Yeah, it was growth and development, to be real honest. It was today we're in 42 states serving hospitals and health systems. We've got almost 900 unique clients across that geography. And so it's really been a time of rapid expansion over these last few years for Avelle. And that's services both in the hospital and outside the hospital where I spend most of my time.
How does Avelle eCare affect people here in the Sioux Empire and the state of South Dakota?
Yeah, and for the historic, I'll call it footprint of Avelle eCare, a lot of folks have been able to experience positive healthcare outcomes through telemedicine, through emergency rooms, through being in the hospital and being seen remotely from a hospital. Having a virtual pharmacist support the medicinal needs of their stay within a hospital. Now, these are all things that they would never have seen or maybe not noticed. But for most people in this region, telemedicine has impacted them in some form or fashion, whether they knew it or not. There's many hospitals and clinics around the area have been longtime partners of Avelle eCare. We also have a significant partnership with the Indian Health Service in South Dakota. Every hospital, every clinic is supported by Avelle throughout South Dakota and even North Dakota, Montana, and Wyoming. And that's a relationship that was born about 7 years ago now. Just a little interesting tidbit, that Indian Health Service support over these last 7 years, we've done over 100,000 telemedicine visits.
Wow.
In support of tribal communities throughout the state.
So it's really access to healthcare for everybody when you're talking Avelle eCare and just giving everyone that opportunity to really put their health first.
You know, and it's especially in our area, and not only the Sioux Falls area, but throughout the region and the rural and remote, you know, every community I go to, workforce is an issue. Mm. Whether it's a physician, whether it's a nurse, whether it's a nursing aide within a long-term care setting, workforce is a challenge. And so we're able to help those facilities, those hospitals, those clinics, those nursing homes, assisted livings, by providing the nation's first and most innovative clinician-to-clinician telemedicine service, because our docs become the docs of the facility. Our nurses, our virtual nurses, support that local facility with nursing care. And so, it's an impactful service to give people the care they need when they need it, so that they're able to stay close to home.
Absolutely. If you were just listening, we are being joined in the studio right now with Mark Johnston. He is the Business Development Director at Avelle eCare throughout the state of South Dakota here. Now, Mark, can you tell us the programs and the services that Avelle eCare offers?
Yeah. So I'll talk both in the hospital and outside the hospital. And historically, our core services have been telemedicine in emergency rooms, telemedicine in hospital pharmacies, hospitalist. We do a lot of behavioral health support to communities and to healthcare entities. We do senior care, which is supporting nursing homes and long-term care facilities throughout the country, actually. We also, a number of schools are supported by Avelle eCare through virtual nursing in the school, because a lot of schools don't have a full-time nurse available to help kiddos when they have bumps, bruises, or maybe more advanced healthcare issues. And so our super talented team of certified registered school nurses are in schools throughout the state and actually throughout the country now. And so that's really growing. And then we've got some new services that are really, I call out of hospital, where we're doing crisis care support to citizens who encounter a mental health crisis. And that really started through law enforcement, helping them respond to those calls, and through a very innovative partnership with the state of South Dakota. We started an EMS line, where we're providing telemedicine in the back of ambulances throughout South Dakota and also now Nebraska and Minnesota.
Yeah, I was researching a little bit about Avail eCare and how that program with the law enforcement, it is fairly new with you guys.
About 4 years ago, the Chief Justice of the South Dakota Supreme Court was looking for a solution to help reduce the number of citizens who were sent to court or sent to jail instead of getting the mental health care they need. Mm-hmm. And thanks to early support from the Helmsley Charitable Trust, which is here in South Dakota, here in Sioux Falls, and a partnership with the Unified Judicial System, a telemedicine solution was designed and implemented and tested with county and city law enforcement officers throughout the state. The plan was to take a two-year demonstration project to test the efficacy of providing a tool to law enforcement to help them respond to the growing number of 911 calls that they responded to involving mental health. And so being the telemedicine expert, we our team designed a system, worked with those entities, and began rolling it out in 2020 with law enforcement throughout the state of South Dakota, and it proved out to be pretty effective. Recently, the University of Iowa published a study which looked at the first 2 years of data from this demonstration project in South Dakota, and really three numbers jumped off the page for me in that long research study. In South Dakota, about one out of every five calls that law enforcement respond to have a mental health nexus to them. Mm-hmm. Some citizen who needs help needs mental health help. One out of every five.
Wow.
And interestingly, of those calls which we responded to over that two-year demonstration project, about 50% of them involved self-harm and or suicidal ideation. So, tough situations that people are in but they were crying for help. And yet, given those two dynamics, 20% of all the calls and a high acuity of mental health need, 80% of the time when our licensed and trained behavioral health nurses respond to that call from law enforcement, we're able to de-escalate the situation via telemedicine, help that person get through their immediate crisis, make sure that they have a safety plan in place, and that person stays in place 80% of the time. No trip to an emergency room, no trip to a jail, no immediate trip to an inpatient facility, like Yankton, like Avera Behavioral, like Sanford, or anywhere else that a law enforcement officer would find a bed available for that person. So that's pretty impactful for those local residents. It's very impactful for the law enforcement officers, yeah, because they're trained professionals. They're trained law enforcement professionals. They're not necessarily trained as a mental health specialist. And so for those law enforcement officers to have access to a trained and licensed psychiatric nurse 24/7 via telemedicine, that's had a big impact on the citizens. It's had a big impact on the community. Mm-hmm. It's had a big impact on the local unit of government, whether that's a city, a county, or a state, a big impact on resources, and just it's been pretty fulfilling work to be out sharing about this crisis care service. Yes, the state of South Dakota operationalized it about 2 years ago, and it's now an important part of the Department of Social Services crisis response system for citizens. And we've also expanded. We're now supporting law enforcement in the state of Nevada, the state of Montana, the state of North Dakota, mm-hmm, the state of Michigan, the state of Nebraska, and more coming.
Yeah.
And so it's been a really impactful way to, you know, keep people, uses, you know, for the local unit of government, it's a jail diversion program. But most importantly, it's getting help for those citizens, because a key part of the workflow when our nurses talk to these citizens in crisis is working with the law enforcement officer after the call to get that person into an outpatient setting, where that's a key part of our process is to work with the community to get them the care they need.
And I'm sure the response, not just from law enforcement here in South Dakota, but in Nebraska, North Dakota, they've been seeing a lot of positives that come out of this new program with Avail eCare.
Yeah, they have. And I've talked to law enforcement officers in all those places and public officials as well. And it does have an impactful effect on both the citizen and the community. I was up in North Dakota and heard a story about an early situation that we were called in on, and not only did the citizen received the help that they needed, but then we also did follow-up support, because a key innovation that we recently launched was providing support to the law enforcement officers themselves. You know, the men and women in uniform in law enforcement, they respond to everything, and sometimes you know, they just need a little help themselves to get through a tough case, a tough situation. Mm-hmm. And our team is available to the law enforcement officers themselves as another piece to their officer wellness plan within the local unit of government. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think it also speaks to the benefits for the healthcare professionals and the patients that are part of Avail eCare, wouldn't you say that?
Yeah. You know, I talk to a lot of folks out in communities, and a lot of these communities and areas are rural, remote, and even frontier, and they, mm-hmm, don't always have the best access to services. And at the same time, if a law enforcement officer has miles and miles to travel, he or she may be tied up for hours waiting at an emergency room that's, yeah, probably understaffed and overworked to begin with, mm-hmm, and then, you know, trying to provide access to care for that citizen in crisis. So, you know, telemedicine is having an impact on those citizens and those communities.
Absolutely. If you are just listening, we are being joined in the studio with Mark Johnston. He's the business developer for the Avail eCare here in South Dakota and in beyond. And Mark, it's hard not to talk about this next subject here, but when we are talking about eCare, and just medical in general, COVID-19, it was challenging for both the medical professionals and the patients. And as offices transitioned to make video calls between healthcare providers and patients, when you think about it, Avell eCare was already doing that before COVID was even relevant. So if you can remember that time, how did Avell eCare respond to the COVID-19 pandemic?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I came to Avell just at the end of that time period. But as I transitioned into the company, I learned a lot about that impact.
Yeah.
And it impacted us across the business. Every service line was affected. Every person was affected. From setting up clinical call center in our facility, for the entire region. But one interesting thing that came out of COVID was a unique partnership that we were a part of with the Department of Defense and the Department of Health and Human Services. We were brought in to provide telemedicine support to hospitals throughout this country through a DOD initiative called NETSN, the National Emergency Telecritical Care Network. Hospitals were flooded with patients during COVID as people got sick, and a traditional transition of care for a community would be a patient presents at a local hospital. They would be evaluated. And if that local hospital could handle the situation, they'd handle it. But if they couldn't, they'd pass the patient along to the next higher level of care. And if that place could take care of them, great. If not, they'd pass them on to the next level of care. Well, as we all know, that system was jammed up. It was bottlenecked. So small rural hospitals throughout this country, they had very sick patients and nowhere else to take them. And so the government, as part of the federal government, as part of the response strategy, stood up NETSN, the National Emergency Telecritical Care Network. And Avell, right here in Sioux Falls, was one of the two telemedicine providers that were selected to help these hospitals throughout the country. And so our acute care team, our critical care team, was very busy shipping equipment around the country, standing up services to hospitals around the country, both from a nursing perspective, from a physician perspective, a respiratory therapy perspective, to help these hospitals manage these really tough patients. And it taught our company and taught our people a lot. But most importantly, it gave the nation a picture and gave the healthcare leadership of this nation a picture about how telemedicine can be used in that crisis response, national disaster response, FEMA, all these other agencies that were involved. And, this community can be very proud that this wonderful resource up in the northeast part of town, in a nondescript office building, but it's making a great impact on healthcare around the country.
Would you say that maybe some of the challenges during the pandemic for Avell eCare was making sure hospitals had equipment, had access, stuff like that?
Yeah, absolutely. That the supply chain was huge, and just our team's amazing, and the folks that are doing that day in and day out are just great providers, great technicians, and it's the same level of care whether you're supporting a hospital or supporting a federal agency in pick a state, USA, than what we've been providing here in the region for the last 30 years.
Since telemedicine has grown since the pandemic, how has Avell eCare changed?
Yeah. In addition to becoming an independent entity, we've just been growing like crazy. And so much so, on May 7th, we celebrated a ribbon cutting and grand opening of our remodeled virtual hospital. It was not only a redesign and a whole new physical structure on how we were doing, but it really celebrated our new brand, our new focus, mm-hmm. and our new national footprint on how we're supporting patients throughout the country.
That's wonderful for you guys. I think that's amazing, especially like you said, just here in Sioux Falls, this is happening for you guys. What do you think the future of telemedicine is going to look like?
Yeah, it's going to continue to grow. I talk to folks every single day, and the national workforce shortage for physicians, the national workforce shortage for nurses, you know, we're just not growing enough providers to take care of the needs of our citizens. So we're seeing a large a growth spurt, if you will, mm-hmm. of new clients, new opportunities, and because of that growing need, I don't see that slowing down. Because unlike a lot of telemedicine providers, we don't do any direct-to-consumer work. It's all through a hospital, all through a health system, all directly in partnership with a governmental entity. And so it's always that physician to physician or clinic to clinic or hospital to hospital relationship, and we're helping those facilities see more patients, provide a higher level of care, and do it in a very fiscally responsible way. And that's really the triple aim that we all shoot for, to provide more care.
The future is bright indeed. Mark Johnston, he is the Business Development Director for Avell eCare, if you were just listening. Mark, anything else you'd like to share about Avell eCare?
You know, we're one really impactful innovation is happening right now, and that's where we're taking our nearly 30 years of experience doing telemedicine and sharing that across in the back of ambulances throughout the state of South Dakota.
Wow.
We're growing that into Nebraska. We're growing that into Minnesota. And it's really giving those EMTs, paramedics throughout the region access 24/7 to a nurse, to a physician, or another paramedic via telemedicine. And that's two-way audio, two-way video into the back of the truck. It's so impactful because many communities in our state and our region, those ambulances are manned and by volunteers. You know, one day you may be a teacher, the next minute you're helping one of your community members get through a crisis. And having that, extending that virtual hospital to turn that ambulance into a mobile hospital is cutting edge. It's putting South Dakota on the map, mm-hmm. from a access to care perspective and improved healthcare outcomes for our citizens. It's making a really big impact in rural South Dakota.
Yeah, lots of big things going on with Avell eCare. Again, Mark Johnston is with us in the studio. Mark, what's a good website, phone number for people to call if they want to learn more about Avell eCare?
Yeah, the best way is avellecare.com. And that's AVELECARE.com. And lots of information. My contact is on the website. And if we can ever answer any questions or be helpful to anybody, we'd sure appreciate the opportunity.
All right. Once again, it's Mark Johnston. Thanks so much for joining us and teaching us a little bit more about Avell eCare and just the telemedicine world. It's a great future. I can already see it.
Yes. Thanks, Christine. Appreciate your conversation.
Hi, my name is Brian Woods.
And I'm Jennifer, and I'm Haley's mom.
Haley got meningitis when she was 4 months old and again when she was 9 months old. And we were told that Haley will never walk. She'll never talk.
Lifescapes helped us get her first wheelchair and her first gait trainer. And now she's walking.
Lifescape therapy has given Haley back the life that we were told she would never have. Experience what Lifescape therapy is to you.
I'm Christine Manica, and you've been listening to Sunday Focus.
Sunday Focus is a public affairs program of Results Radio, Town Square Media, Sioux Falls.